The Israeli Council for Settlements cancelled a meeting planned for today, which was to give the go-ahead to construction plans for 3,000 more settlements in the occupied West Bank. The delay came after Secretary of State Antony Blinken reportedly protested the plan during a call with Israeli Defense Minister Benny Gantz. The plan for thousands new settler units is the largest such a project since the Trump administration left office. Mustafa Barghouti is a leading Palestinian political figure based in Ramallah. Barghouti says the delay is only a maneuver to avoid further U.S. or international pressure.
In my opinion, nothing will change really, and the settlement activities will continue as long as countries like the United States and Europe only express statements in protest without taking any actions. The only thing that will stop the Israeli expansionist policy, which is violating international law, is to declare sanctions, to suspend and stop military and financial aid to Israel by the United States. That is the only thing that could deter the Israeli government from continuing settlement activities.
Earlier this week, Palestinian Prime Minister Mohammed Ishtaya of the West Bank-based Palestinian Authority denounced the new plans. He also called on the international community to take action, mainly imposing sanctions on the State of Israel. In the Gaza Strip, a statement by the ruling Islamist Hamas party described the new settlement plans as one more Israeli war crime and said that Palestinians should continue to resist the Israeli occupation. Israeli settlements on Palestinian lands are illegal under international law. Currently, there are more than 600 Israeli settlements populated by an estimated 600,000 Israelis in the occupied West Bank and East Jerusalem. They have also surrounded Palestinian cities, towns and villages. The Israeli-Palestinian peace process has been stalled since 2014, due in large part to continued Israeli settlement activity on occupied Palestinian lands. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I am Rami Almirari in Gaza.